What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show with South Carolina State Bulldogs head coach Eric Martin here with me on the Boss Man Show. Come off a 14 win season last season. Coach, how things down there, man, with you guys at SC State, man?
Everything's great. The kids got back in town on Sunday. They're in the gym now working out and getting in the weight room. So we're looking forward to this season. I bring back 90% of my returnable student athletes with I can pretty much guarantee I'm the only person in America that brought back 90% of its returnable student athletes.
I hear that, Coach. Let me ask you, Coach, in this new world we're in with the portal, I call it speed dating, Coach, trying to vet these young men to see where their minds are, man. Are they coming for the right reasons? So for you, Coach, being at the Power 5 level with West Virginia, with Coach Huggins, man, and now being SC State now, how do you kind of change the way you recruit now, trying to figure out a young man's true mindset? Why does he want to come to be a part of your program now in these days, kind of speed dating with these young men?
Yeah, well, I think I'm in a unique situation here because we don't have any NIL or we don't pay cost of attendance. So guys that come here are coming here truly because they want to have the student athlete experience. We're in a great conference, the MEAC, and Orangeburg is a heck of a city and South Carolina is a heck of a state. So we like to go after those guys when we can determine that they have chips on their shoulder, you know, feel like they've been overlooked, under-recruited. I was lucky enough to get a 3 freshmen last year who all could have probably gone somewhere else after this season, but they believed in the program, believed in myself and their teammates enough to come back. So when you don't have any money involved, it's recruiting the way I've recruited my entire career at West Virginia. And I'm just trying to find guys that fit what we do. We want to play fast. We want to press. And, we've been fortunate to get a couple guys that if there was no transfer portal era or NIL, we wouldn't have gotten these kids.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, do you feel like within this new era we're in that, hey, that sometimes guys can overlook now that you can find you a stud high school guy or a stud JUCO guy or a stud prep school guy who you, like you said, will never get your hands on now because they're getting overlooked. Like guys want a known commodity, per se, somebody older, so you can find something you can develop and build something with and really have a great team out there in the MEAC.
Yeah, and so how this works is the recruiting is the same from summertime to the first day of the portal. So you got these coaches that are recruiting kids and, you know, if they don't sign them early, you know, after the early signing period, they're recruiting these kids. But I can guarantee you, because I've heard this 100 times, when that portal opened, the phone calls stopped. And now kids and parents are a little bit more anxious. So once again, I'm a Division I program. I'm in the MEAC conference. And you get those kids, you get on them that first week of the portal because those phone calls from other people have stopped coming. And now, you know, they're calling them. The coaches aren't calling back because obviously the coaches are getting in there. It's college athletics' way of free agency. So we usually wait till the portal opens up and then we go after the 4 or 5 guys that we've kind of pegged during the year in that, hey, they didn't sign early, so we got a chance at them.
No,
sometimes it's a hit, sometimes it's a miss.
No doubt, Coach. Yeah, Coach, I'm asking, man. You did a heck of a job this year, man. 9-5 at MEAC, played tough, loss to Stan M in the tournament in Norfolk there. But talk about that, man, going from 14 wins, and we don't talk about the first year, but you got 14 wins now, 9 wins in the MEAC conference last year, a tough league up and down the board. Every team got better, man. So
that's right.
How happy are you with your team's conference last year?
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I'd love to say we got those 14 wins because I became a better coach. That's not the truth. I got those 14 wins because the kids I had on my team last year were better than the kids I had the year before. And I had an entire summer to teach my guys things, whereas I didn't get hired till the last part of July of my first year. So I'm coming in trying to figure out what I have. I'm looking in the portal. It's August. There's not a whole lot in the portal. So I just tried to piece together not only my team but my staff. When the season ended, you know, obviously you tell kids, hey, there's playing time here. There's not. Kids moved on. I changed up my staff, and it was just a better environment last year. So I think the league picked us to finish last. When they do those media picks at the beginning of the year, they had us picked to finish last. And my kids on their own took that and put it in their locker. So they were aware of what the league thought of us, and that served us well as we went throughout the MEAC season.
And Coach Martin, for you, man, when you're looking for a young man, what are you looking for outside of his talent on the court, off the court, for his intangibles, his integrity, his character? What are you looking for in a young man, for any young man that's just interviewed here in Atlanta and beyond, who want to be a part of what you're at building in Orangeburg? What are you looking for in them for character-wise, Coach?
Well, we do a great job of going through these guys' background. We don't just recruit the kid. We recruit their family. We want to talk to their high school coach. We want to talk to their AAU coach. And those guys, for the most part, are pretty straight up with, hey, this is what this kid is about. And myself, personally, first question I ask the AAU and the high school coach, is this kid a gym rat? If he's not a gym rat, I don't need him, because I believe you can be a gym rat and still have fun in college.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't say the gym rat, well, that means you're going to be here doing what you're supposed to do, probably doing your academics, but you're not going to be in the gym. And I got so lucky last year, and I brought in, I think, 8 kids. One kid left halfway through the year because he had some family issues. But everyone else, those guys were gym rats. And I don't think you can get better without getting in the gym. So that's the first question I ask. Obviously, I want to recruit guys with length. And on my team, I need to have at least 2 or 3 guys that I would call dead-eye shooters. Whereas if they're open, they're making shots. The way the game has changed nowadays, everybody's shooting threes. I'm a little bit different. I was raised in the 80s, so I was used to seeing the NBA and college game where you threw it in the post. That's what I want to do this year. I just don't want to be one-dimensional. And I think with Dallas James and Drayton Jones coming back, I think I got some guys that I can throw it down in the block and we can, you know, do some different things.
And, Coach, defensively, with the length that you crave, talking about switches, hard hedging, icing stuff, blitzing them, they try to 2-time the pick and roll, still get that length there so you can switch 1 through 5. Talk about that defensively, having length and how it helps you be multiple defensively and can defend multiple ways depending on what team's personnels are.
Yeah. And we change things up, try to keep those coaches off. There's so many good coaches in the MEAC. You can't come with the same game plan or those guys that – Those guys are veteran guys, so they'll slice you up. So I think I had the team last year to where I could, on a ball screen, if it was Drayton Jones and our point guard, hey, just switch it. And then everyone else just, you know, gap it. And if Drayton gets beat, help him out, and then hard close out. So I think personnel tends to dictate the style you play. And I think with the guys I have coming back this year, I want to play fast. And I told them that in our meeting when I met with them on Sunday. Hey, we need to play fast. We're going to play fast on offense. We're already pressing them on defense, so we're going to speed them up. So, I mean, that's my plan. We'll see as we get into the summer and look at the personnel a little more if I'm going to stick with that game plan.
And Coach Morton, this summer, do you do more team stuff, Coach? Do you do more just personal development, a little bit of both with the 4 hours you have on the court and, then, of course, the 4 hours you have doing weights as well?
Yeah, I do a little bit of both. The guys are in summer school, but summer school is online. So the only thing they really have to do is go to weights and go to study hall. Besides that, they have a free day. So we mix up practices with some days we'll do individual workouts. Some days we'll just do shooting. But we want to get our kids in the habit of being in the gym.
No doubt, Coach. And it's just time for you to get better. And, you know, you're a little older than I am, but I remember that magical day of October 15th. Now you get touching the silver time. Now you That's can right. really know what you have now. I That's remember right. that was the day. Hey, October 15th was the day's coming, but it's crazy. Even a student athlete for me, like, Coach down in the office, he can still come down. He's just so, it was so crazy. He could do the floor with us. Like, but now you touch the summer time, you really build a foundation. That's already in June now, rather than let's hope for doing it October 15th.
Yeah, it's I tell you what, you got to keep up with that NCAA rule book because they are changing that rule book. The rule book used to be this thick. Now it's this thick. And I won't be surprised if in 2 or 3 years, there's not a rule book because college athletics, the landscape is changing at a rapid pace. You have the NCAA in court. You have schools or kids suing the NCAA. So I don't think the NCAA is done changing. Me personally, I don't think these Power Five conferences have done their last rotation in adding schools to their conference. I really do believe now that the Pac-12 is gone, you got four conferences, and the landscape of college athletics really is dictated by college football.
No doubt.
That really dictates it. The 100%. College football playoffs and the way they do things. I don't want to say putting together an NCAA basketball tournament is hard, but really the model has been there now for, I don't know, maybe 50 years. You get you 64, 68 teams. 1-16, that's not hard to do. Football is a different story. I think another point that most normal fans don't realize is the NCAA doesn't get a dollar from what football does. So if football so chose, they could just break off and say, we're going to be our own entity, and NCAA, you can handle basketball and every other sport. But I do think it hasn't stopped changing, and I do believe we're going to see some big changes in the next few years.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, let me ask you this, man, about the MEAC, man, getting into the league. And, it's always been a tough league from top to bottom. Great coaches, man. So being in that league, man, the competition in them schools, man, how fun is it for you and your guys when competing at the MEAC? No one's going to a cool environment with the bands, the pageantry, and play some good ball. And it'll be a tough competition no matter what you do.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I tell you what, we go to these gyms, and obviously you got programs that have big time history, North Carolina Central and Coach Moten, Coach Jones at Norfolk, Coach at Howard is doing big things the last few years. So we got our work cut out for us to just get up in that upper echelon. And I think those guys did a great, great job last year. What we did last year that was pretty impressive is we won, I think we only lost two road games in league. We went 5-2, and I think that was the best record in the league. So anytime you can win on the road, that's good for your program. That's good for your kids, especially when I had all those newcomers. So we're coming back this year. We're going to be ready to go. Our kids have already said, Coach, our goal is to win the MEAC and the MEAC tournament. So when you have guys in the locker room that are holding each other accountable and they have their goals, the sky's the limit.
And, Coach, you said a word there, Coach, because I remember when I played, the 2 years we had a player-led team, we was better.
That's
when
right.
it was coach-led, we wasn't as good. Talk about the importance of having a player-led team. We hold each other accountable without having to get your statistical coaches involved to hold us accountable.
That's right. And we I constantly say to our guys, hey, there's one thing I should never need to coach, and that's effort. I understand some days you're going to have bad days. Hell, Coach Martin's going to have some bad days, but mentally I'll always be there, and I hold my team to that, to where every day we should have effort. Are you going to make your shots every day? No, but the effort defensively has to be there, because that's how you win championships. Speaking on the NBA championship, yeah, I mean, Jason Tatum, Brown, those guys, man, they really score well, but they're an underrated defensive team. You look at college, the champion, UConn, those guys were an elite defensive team. You have to, as the year starts to wind down, your defense is what's going to carry you, because every night you're not going to make shots.
And coach, what's good about Boston was they were switchable 1 through 5, even with Al Horford and Xavier Tillman. They survived the switches with Luka and Kyrie, and caused them to take tough contested shots. So absolutely, that's all we can hope for. It's a good contest. We live the result.
That's right. If you got your hand up and he makes the shot, hey, tap him on the behind. Good shot. You aren't gonna stop him every time down. I think my philosophy is, let's just make sure we make them work for the shot they get. If it comes in the lane, let's make sure help is there. And on all pitch outs, let's hard close out and run those guys off the line.
No doubt, coach. You like saying, coach, those are, and coach, rebounding basketball too, coach. I feel like we all know all these shots going up in the air, but if he misses, it's going to be a rebound one way or another. So we have to control the glass, both glasses. We also got to get back in transition as well. So talk about that part of it as well, that balance between crashing the glass on offense, but also getting back in transition so you don't give up them runouts as well.
Yeah, our team last year in the preseason, I think for maybe a month, we were top three in America in offensive rebounding. And that is something that I've carried with me from my time at West Virginia. We will always be one of the, I won't say top five, top 10 to 20 teams in America as far as offensive rebound. I think something we need to work on this year, and we spoke about this also in the meeting, we need to become a much better defensive team when it comes to defensive rebounding. And really what that is it kind of feeds into what we are anyway, which is we want to be a physical presence on the team. So when that ball is shot, man, you go hit him legally. Don't hit him with your arm or put your arm in his throat. You go see where he is, tag him, put your butt on his body, and you hold him. And that's something we're going to be working on this summer. I was talking to a coach the other day, and I think the one thing that lacks in today's basketball in America, we no longer concentrate on the fundamentals.
No doubt.
And I do believe that's why when you go to these international tournaments, these other countries are catching up to us, because those guys hammer in the fundamentals to where even when you're a pro, fundamentals in AAU tournaments. It's just roll the ball out and let's get after it. So obviously when they get here, that's a challenge for us as a staff. Okay, we gotta do two things. We gotta break some of their bad habits and
no
then
doubt.
Give them some of our new habits.
No
and that takes either. That takes time. That takes 3 to 4 months. So that's another bonus to having them here in the summertime.
And coach, talking to the international players in the NBA that I talked to, like they do fundamental drills every day before practice, after practice. It's truly a job where they actually focus on basketball more than just playing the game. So, like you said, coach, the European game, the FIBA game, is somewhere we should borrow from and really teach guys fundamentals and teach them about this, because you can't really learn the game fundamentally just by playing. You got to really do the drill work and the skill development work so they did add it to your back in game action, not the other way around.
Yeah, I think one of the main things that another thing we're going to just hone in on this year is, hey, fellas, passing is underrated. If a guy's wide open, it's not enough to just find him. You got to throw it to him in his pocket. Don't throw it at his feet to where he's got to go down there and fish it out, because he's probably not going to make that shot. I'd say 70% of shots made, those guys are getting good passes.
No doubt.
And that's something you can work on and get better at.
No doubt, coach. You're saying a word there, brother. You're saying a word there, coach. Now, coach, I'm asking this man for you. At what point did you start preparing your mind to become a coach? I know you was a player overseas and over there, man. So
yes.
What point in your career did you decide that you want to get into coaching, get back to the great game you and I both love that way?
You know what? I can't say that I wanted to get into coaching as much as I wanted to be around basketball. So when I was done playing professional ball, I had a friend of mine who said, hey, man, You want to be around basketball? Yeah. You want to be a coach? Yeah. I got a JV team for you to coach at this high school. I said, I'm all in. He said, there's one caveat. You got to actually teach classes. I said, I'm all out. I'm all out. I don't want to be around kids that much. I just want to coach them. My mother taught for 40 years. And I had a conversation with her, and she said, Eric, if you truly want to be a coach, what a better way to get started than with some kids that you're not going to be coaching, but you have to figure out how to connect with. And so I taught for 3 years. I was JV coach that first year. My next 2 years, I worked at a junior college called Cincinnati Technical College in Cincinnati. And then after that, I was fortunate enough to get on with Coach Huggins when he went to Kansas State. And then I stayed with him when he left for West Virginia. He and I went to West Virginia. Frank Martin, Brad Underwood, and Devontae Hill, they all stayed at Kansas State. So my first year in coaching, I was a part of a dream team staff.
No doubt. I know them guys very well. The Lions say I know Coach
That's
Martin
right.
very well.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Brad Underwood. So they all been on my show before. So it's funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a staff to just walk into. And it was,
yes,
it was one of those deals where Hug said, hey, just learn. Just learn. You got any questions? You got three guys you can ask. And just learn. And I learned a lot that year from Frank and Brad. And I still communicate with Delonte. So my first year at Kansas State was a great year. Great year.
No doubt, Coach. I tell you what, man, it's crazy how small world this business is. Like I said, you know, for me, I never thought I'd be talking to guys like Frank Martin on my show, Brad Underwood. When I started this show back in 2012, man, I never even imagined. But Frank Martin, one of my biggest supporters. Anytime I call, he's always available, man.
Yeah. Frank's done great. I've followed him ever since I left and he took over at Kansas State. And there was never any question in my mind that Frank would get on. I didn't know he would get on as quick as he did, but I think Kansas State definitely made the right decision to hire him, because if he hadn't hired him, that number one recruiting class was going to scatter and Michael Beasley was going to be at West Virginia. So they were smart to hire Frank and keep that recruiting class. They also had Jacob Pullum. But they had a couple guys that obviously Michael Beasley went on to have a long pro career, and I think Jacob is an absolute stud in Europe. So they made the right decision, and I think Coach Huggins made the right decision because he's always wanted to coach his alma mater. So,
no doubt,
everything worked out.
Yes, it did, Coach. I got two more for you, Coach. One of them is about you know, food in Orangeburg, man. What's some good food in Orangeburg, man? And we can come up there and see you guys, man. Play this shit. Where should we go get some good barbecue? Have some good chicken, some wings, man. That's some good cool spots up there, man.
Yeah, I haven't found a barbecue spot in Orangeburg yet, but there are a lot of different places. There's a place called Pauline's. It's an all-you-can-eat. That's good. My wife and daughter eat at, God, what's it? A-Town Wings. They got fish, chicken. So there's no shortage of places here where you can get you a good meal. I have not yet nailed down a barbecue spot in Orangeburg. And I'm getting a little older. I'm trying to stay away from all those calories. Usually if I'm going to eat barbecue, it's going to be somewhere on the road. You know, if I'm going to Texas, Kansas City, that's where I'll do my barbecue. But I haven't found a spot here yet. Not saying there isn't one. I just haven't found one in Orangeburg. But as you know, also, Columbia is 30 minutes up the road. So if you can't find something here, you take a short drive, get to Columbia, you have whatever you want there.
No doubt, Coach. And that's one for you, Coach, man. When you're not coaching this team hard as you can, man, grinding away, how do you kind of get away from basketball and decompress a little bit from the court and kind of enjoy you some you time?
Yeah, the only time I really have me time is when our kids aren't in town and are with their parents. Because at that point, I know they're somewhere. They're safe as they can be, they're with their parents. And then there's not much to do around here. So my wife and daughter are big into going to the beach. They love the water. So whenever I do get free time, my schedule is really – not my schedule, it's what they want to do, because I'm gone 200 days out of the year. So when I do get free time, I'm really I kind of ask them what they want to do, and I'm doing that. I'm a homebody. I don't do much. I like I watch film a lot. I like watching old games. I know they don't have the I don't know what channel ESPN used to, oh, the classic.
ESPN Classic.
I was big on watching those old games that the NBA guys played, 70s, 80s. That basketball back then was the purest form. Now it's just, not that there's anything wrong with the way it's played, but now it's just, hey, let's see how many threes we can get up. And everybody's playing that way, so I'm not knocking it, but I like watching the I saw a it was Kobe's first championship when they were playing Indiana. And to see that Indiana team, they were loaded, man.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
think the NBA, because there's 15 spots now and guys are moving around so much. I think they had Rick Smith, Dale Davis,
Derek McKee,
McKee,
Mark Jackson,
Detlef
Reggie Miller.
Shrimp, Reggie Miller, Travis Best.
Yes.
Yeah, they were loaded. They were loaded. And you know what? Maybe 20 years from now, as I watch these finals, I'll say, wow, they were loaded too. But you watch those games in the 80s and the 90s. Man, those guys were loaded. From 1 to 12, those guys were players. So I don't do much. I'm a pretty laid-back guy.
Coach, I was blessed as a child. I was Atlanta Hawks ball boy in the 90s.
You got to see Dominique, or was Dominique already gone when you were
I
a ball
saw
boy?
Dominique all the way through Mutombo.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Atlanta's had some good teams. Atlanta's, unfortunately, they've always had a team that they just couldn't get by. With Dominique, it was Boston, Philly, Detroit. With Mutombo,
It was the
they won.
Bulls
Yeah, the
in
Bulls.
Orlando.
Yeah. So, but they got the number one pick, so you can't ask for anything better than that.
You got that right, Coach. Yeah, Coach. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you the trick was, Coach. I want to be on the visitor side so I could meet all the players. That was the trick to be the ball boy. The visitor
Right.
side was always the fight.
Right.
Up in the
Yeah.
visitor side. So
I
that's
hear
why.
you. I
So
hear
I
you.
had, when I had seniority, visitor side.
That's right.
Yes. You get free stuff and they tip you.
That's right. That's right. Hey, they still got that barbershop in the arena?
They still do, yes. Club Mighty Shop still in the arena, yes,
Yeah,
sir.
that's next level. That's next level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So yeah, Atlanta's on the rise, and we say we move here. So we say we're moving up. So we're still
That's
doing
right.
it.
That's
Yes,
right.
sir.
That's
Well,
right.
Coach, hope to see if you come to recruiting Atlanta on the live period. I hope to see you. I'll be at Lake Point. I'll be around the city that weekend. So hopefully I catch you and maybe get some varsity or something. I know you're big leading out. Maybe some varsity or something while you in town, Coach. It'll be fun,
Okay.
man.
You got my number. Give me a call.
I sure will, Coach. It's fun having the show, man. It was great.
Yes, sir. Best wishes moving forward. If you let me know, I'd love to be on the show again if you get a minute.
Hey, Coach, consider it done, brother.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.